Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Happy Monday, April 15th, everybody. I'm Paul Hickey with NoOffseason.com. This is the Sports Card Strategy Show, special Monday baseball card market update edition here on the Sports Card Strategy feed, coming to you every Monday on the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. NoOffseason.com, of course, is the number one place to get you all the information you need to make money flipping sports cards. Get a free 30-day trial today at nooffseason.com. All right, let's jump right into it. Our first category we like to look at every Monday in the baseball card market is most volume all cards over the last 14 days. Gives us an idea of just the top sales volume, the most popular cards, if you will, in the last 14 days from a transaction perspective. Ellie De La Cruz's 2024 Topps 141 base raw sold 417 times in the last 14 days. Amazing. That's 3 weeks in a row that card tops the charts as the most liquid sports cards, the most sports card sales volume really across any sport. Ellie De La Cruz 2024 Topps 141 base raw. Wyatt Langford's 2023 Bowman draft first raw sold 159 times, far less than Ellie De La Cruz's, but that's our number two card. 159 sales over the last 14 days. Langford's 2023 Bowman draft chrome raw sold 148 times over the last 14 days. So the paper sold 159 times. The chrome sold 148 times. Interesting thing about those two cards, the paper is down 50.9%, but the chrome is up 14.7%. Ellie De La Cruz's 2024 Topps SMLB 23 Stars of the MLB Raw sold 132 times over the last 14 days. Amazing. Ken Griffey Jr.'s 1989 Upper Deck 1 Star Rookies Base Raw. Remember this card from all the way back in 1989. Raw, not graded. People finding this card in their old sports card collection, selling it, sold 125 times in the last 14 days. Guys, that's up 21.1%. A great time to liquidate those Ken Griffey Jr. cards is at the beginning of the Major League Baseball season. All right, let's go over to most volume over the last 14 days for graded cards. Any grade, Jackson Holliday's 2022 Bowman Draft 168 base. This is paper. His paper prospect first. Sold 114 times in PSA 10 over the last 14 days. That's a pop count of 3689. That is up 119% or $40.78. Safe to say we were right about the sell alert there. We sent out a sell alert last week and boom, that card's up huge. Jackson Churios, 2022 Bowman 79 Chrome prospect first in PSA 10, pop 5136. Still a hot seller, selling 112 times over the last 14 days. That card's actually up 7%. Shohei Ohtani's 2018 Topps Update base PSA 10. This is a pop 13,131, sold 96 times over the last 14 days. And Juan Soto's 2018 Topps Update US 300 base PSA 10, a pop 23,174, sold 79 times over the last 14 days. That card's down about 40%. All right, let's go over to top PSA 10s by sales volume over the last 14 days. We talked about holiday, base paper first, PSA 10. We talked about Cheerios, base chrome first, PSA 10. We talked about Ohtani and Soto's cards. How about Shohei Ohtani's 2018 Topps Update US 285 rookie debut? A pop 8777. That's a low pop count in PSA 10 as Ohtani cards go. Sold 72 times over the last 14 days. That card's up 76.2%. Ellie De La Cruz's 2022 Bowman Chrome First Prospect PSA 10 out of 2022 Bowman. Pop count 9,538. Sold 68 times over the last 14 days. How about Jackson Churio's 2022 Bowman Mega Box Refractor? Mojo Refractor First in PSA 10. Sold 48 times over the last 14 days. Look at that card jumping up 51.6%, up $38.80. All right, let's go over to the top sales in the baseball card market. One or more sales in the last 14 days. At the top, sold April 9th for $100,000 in PSA 10. This is an Anthony Volpe. That's right, Anthony Volpe, 2020 Bowman Chrome Prospect First Auto Red Refractor out of 5 in PSA 10. Mickey Mantle's 1969 number 500 base, last name in yellow in PSA 9, sold for $30,000 on April 12th. Mantle's 1952 Burke Ross base SGC 8, sold for $17,400 on April 7th. Willie Mays' 1951 Bowman 305 base in PSA 5, that's a pop 304. Sold for $15,600 on April 7th. And how about Julio Rodriguez for just $100 less than the Mays for $15,500 on the same day, April 7th. His 2019 Bowman Chrome Prospect Auto Gold Refractor out of 50, first Prospect Auto in PSA 10. And then we got a Babe Ruth 1933 Gaudi, number 53 base in SGC 2.5. Sold for $15,000 just a day later on April 8th. Mickey Mantle's 1951 Bowman 253 base in PSA 3. Sold for $14,900 on April 10th. That's actually $4,650 above the previous sale of that card. Roberto Clemente's 1955 Topps base 164 in SGC 7. Sold for $12,600 on April 7th. All right, now over to the top sales with five or more sales in the last 14 days. So these cards need to show a little bit more liquidity than just one sale in the last 14 days. So clocking in at number one with a whopping 14 sales over the last 14 days for an average of $1,870 per sale is Ken Griffey Jr.'s 1989 Upper Deck number one base star rookie in PSA 10, pop 4,127. Last sale of that card, $1,930 on April 10th. The Kids 1989 Bowman Tiffany 2020 base PSA 9 sold 5 times in the last 14 days for an average of $1,390. Last sale, $1,150 on April 6th. Mike Trout's 2011 Topps Update base PSA 10 card US 175. It's a pop count of 6,312 in PSA 10. That's sold 15 times over the last 14 days for an average sale price of $1,030, but the last sale, $1,100 on April 11th. How about Anthony Volpe again? His 2020 Bowman CPA AV Chrome Prospect Auto First in PSA 10 sold 6 times in the last 14 days for an average of $740. Last sale, April 9th for $745. That's up 43%. Sell alert, price change of $224. All right, now for the top risers, cards from 2012 through present, Jackson Holliday's 2022 Bowman Draft Paper First in PSA 8 is our top riser with 10 or more sales over the last 14 days. 20 sales. Price change up 267% or $16.73. Anthony Volpe again. He's hot in the baseball card market. Sell alert 2020 Bowman BP 139 paper prospect first in PSA 10, pop 1493, sold 11 times over the last 14 days, up 158% or up just under $25. How about Jackson Holliday again? The call up sell alert definitely working here. His 2022 Bowman draft base paper first in PSA 10, 3689, sold 114 times over the last 14 days, up 119% or $41. So the PSA 8 of that card was the number one riser at up 267% or $17. And the PSA 10 is our number three riser, up 119% or $41. Shohei Ohtani playing well. His 2018 Topps Update US 285 rookie debut in PSA 10, which we talked about earlier, had 72 sales over the last 14 days. That's up 76.2% or just under $60. All right, now how about the largest fallers 2012 through the present graded only? Who's fallen over the last 14 days with 10 or more sales? Corbin Carroll's 2023 Topps Chrome number 95 refractor in PSA 9 sold 12 times over the last 14 days, down 75% or $13. Randy Arozarena's 2020 Topps Chrome 49 base PSA 10, just under pop 5,000, sold 10 times in the last 14 days, down 63.4% or $10. Bobby Witt Jr.'s 2020 Bowman Chrome first prospect in PSA 9, pop 5318, sold 13 times over the last 14 days, down 61%, just under $17 down. And Gunnar Henderson's 2023 Topps Chrome base PSA 9 sold 10 times over the last 14 days. That card's down 50%, just under $8. All right, today's episode is brought to you by CGC Cards, the perfect place to slab your favorite cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your sports card grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. The top CGC slab sale on March 8th was a Mike Trout CGC Gem Mint 9.5. So technically, this was over in the old green label slab labeled CSG in the Gem Mint 9.5. The Mike Trout 2020, number one, card number one, Bowman. Looks like a paper Bowman card. 20 bids sold for $103.50 on March 8th. Everybody, thanks so much for joining us on the weekly baseball card market update. Don't forget to like this at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Comment, share, leave us a five-star review on your favorite podcast app, and stay tuned for our Monday and Wednesday sports card strategy show, full episodes, and Friday's premium podcast at nooffseason.com. Stop making dumb mistakes in the hobby. Take Sports Card School now. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. Again, thanks to our sponsor, CGC Cards. Have a great day.